Hello.
Hey, Eric, it's Mario.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, pretty good. Eric, what's your last name?
It's Malmstrom. So Malmstrom.
You know, I dealt with thousands of last names working here. Eric, I've never seen that one before, I'll tell you that much.
It's different than what most people have. It's Swedish, so.
Swedish, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Whenever I'm in somewhere and they're all, I'm having a hard time saying this last name, I automatically know it's going to be mine.
You're like, yeah, Eric Malmstrom, huh?
Yeah.
Eric, is your last initial C or K, brother?
It's C.
Eric, are you there? Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah,
sorry,
I'm here.
You're switching over to Bluetooth.
Oh, no worries. I said Eric. Is it spelled with a C or a K?
Oh, a C.
A C. Okay. Perfect. All right. All right. 1 second, brother.
No, if anything, they just require you to wear your glasses when you drive. You did your eye test, they passed you. They give you a permit. They'll do your RIP test. Got my leaving the DLD here. My son's getting his permit.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's why I had to hurry and hop off the phone there. Real quick.
Oh, yeah, no worries, man. I'll try to make this pretty spiffy here. WeThePeoplePlumbing@gmail.com. That's still good, right?
Right.
Okay. 5675 North Parkview Drive, Tully, Utah, 84074. That's still good as well?
I mean, it's Stansbury, Utah. Stansbury, Utah, but it may Twill is like the big city around us, and it's also the county that we're in.
Gotcha. So, okay. Thank you for that. Let me
you're
put
probably fine. If it doesn't take it as Twill, then it's because it's in Stansbury.
Okay.
Sometimes we get three different things. Sometimes it'll come up as Twilla, sometimes it comes up as Stansbury, and sometimes it comes up as Erta.
That's so weird, huh?
Yeah. It's because it's a rural area that's turning into kind of a bigger city. It's in the middle of that transition.
Ah,
growing
gotcha.
Like crazy.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Kelowna.
Okay. How did he do on the test, your son?
So he's got to come back and do the test. We got here, I guess, a little too late. Should have came out a little bit earlier.
Oh, you didn't
so
do
we got them all signed up. They can have him come back tomorrow and test real quick.
Oh, okay. So you didn't do a appointment. It's like a walk-in type of deal?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, out here our DLD's small, so we walk right up to the counter most of the time.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
Over in Salt Lake, you're there all day long.
Okay. Eric, are you guys licensed and insured, correct?
We are.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then, are we going to go ahead and promote the Facebook page that you guys have, or did you want us to create a new one?
I mean, I'm familiar with the one I got now, but I guess it depends on what you feel is best. If you guys feel that you can put a better one together that's going to be more successful, then let's go ahead and do that. But if it's, if the one that you looked at one point said that page looks good, so it's kind of up to you, I guess. I want to do what's going to give us the most success.
All right, I'm going to put the one you guys have, and then I'm going to put a note for my IT department to give me their feedback on that.
Okay.
So they can look at it as well, because those are the computer whizzes, right? Those are the ones that really know the whole get down. I mean, they're the ones creating the pages, so they'll be very straightforward and say, you know what, yeah, let's keep it, or no, let's get you a new one type of deal.
Right.
And
now,
what was
how long do you think it takes to kind of get some traction for this
to generate? Now, the web page, that's another thing. Are we going to use your web page, or again, did you want us to do a new one for you?
I mean, once again, kind of the same boat with the...
Okay.
Let's do another one. If we're paying for it, let's do a second one.
I agree with you. Okay. What is the site on Facebook, the page, We The People Plumbing?
Yeah.
Okay. And what logo did you guys have on there? Because I'm trying to locate you again.
It's Uncle Sam, and he's holding a pipe wrench.
Okay. Hold on.
We The People Plumbing.
No.
It would be like a black background, I believe.
Yeah, I remember I found it the first time, and I'm trying to locate it now again. Give me a second. All right, give me a second. I don't know why I'm not finding this.
Put in like Stansberry, We The People Plumbing out of Stansberry, or anything like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Maybe try just Twilla, if that don't work. Twilla spelled.
I think I found it. It's We The People Plumbing. I got Uncle Sam holding a red wrench and a black background.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep, I got it. Finally, here it is. I remember it. It's actually not, you know, pretty neat.
I don't know anything about social media or the internet or anything, so, I mean, I'm sure that page needs some help because I just threw that together myself.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, Eric, if you don't mind me asking, I hope you don't find this personal. How old are you, man?
39.
Oh, man, you're young, bro. I thought you, when you said that, you know, you didn't know nothing about social media, I figured you were, like, you know, up there, but, man, you're still a youngster, man. You have, me and you have the same age.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like our generation was maybe barely after kind of when the technology really took off.
Me and you actually got to play outside, man. I mean, there was not much to do. You know, now I have two daughters, and every time I look at them, they're looking down at their tablet or their phone.
I've got five kids, and two of them are younger, and they've got their cousin over right now. And when they're on those computers and the Xbox, they're fighting the whole time. So yesterday I took them away, which is rare, as they live on those things. Took it away, and first, you know, 15 minutes was throwing fits and hating life. But after that, they played good for hours. Perfect. Had a blast. So I was like, you know what? These things are just destroying the kids nowadays.
It is, man. I mean, we definitely lived a complete different lifestyle, brother. You know,
I miss it.
It was, I remember, you know, the whole hide and seek and, you know, all the things that.
Steal the flag and kick the
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You yeah, tell that to kids nowadays, they'll look at you like you're crazy.
Staying outside past dark, hiding out in neighbors' yards and stuff, and just getting into some mischief.
Yeah. Yeah, man, there's...
Ding-dong ditch people's houses. You do that now, and they act
no,
like
man, you do that now, you're probably going to get... Yeah, something's bad going to happen, man. I mean, I remember...
People get so offended now. Back then, they didn't care. Once they realized what was going on, they just kind of laughed about it. They got to go straight to their Facebook page, and whoever kids these are, we're going to call the cops, and da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, my gosh, come on.
Yeah, man. I mean, you get people even come out with their guns and type of stuff. You're like, come on, man.
They're posting the kids' pictures up on there because they're... doorbell cameras, caught pictures of them and stuff. Like, man, let these kids have a taste of the 90s.
Right, yep, that's what it is. Taste of the 90s, man. Hey, Eric, how far are you guys willing to work out? Is it, I forgot you guys told me, 20 miles, 30 miles? How far are you guys willing to travel?
I mean, I would say anywhere between, like, 60 to 70 miles because Park City's a ways from us, but we work up there at Heber. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to put you guys about an hour away, which is about 50 miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, even Provo is about an hour and 20. Can we put this? Let's put an hour and 20 minutes away if we can do that, if that's an option.
Okay. It's the marketing. Okay. Yeah, it's the marketing. I think 50 miles is about an hour and 10 minutes, hour 15, so that should be sufficient.
Okay.
Now, Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, what days? I forgot that part of this as well.
Monday through Friday is our standard hours, but we'll pick up emergency calls. So
Monday
we're,
through
we're
Friday.
24/7.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 6 a.m., what are you guys doing?
Let's do 9 a.m. because Kyle, he is not. That's like possible to get him out at 9, but he's going to have to.
Alright. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to what?
Till 5, I'd say.
5 p.m., okay.
Yeah, 9 to 5.
Saturday, And Sunday, emergency calls only. Give me 1 second. Let me put some notes here on the account.
Where are you guys located?
We are out of Orange County, California. Not sure if you're familiar. Right next to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why when you're talking about...
Are you getting hit by heat wave right now?
Say what now?
You guys getting hit by a heat wave right now?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Our corporate office is here in Orange County, which is actually not too bad because the coast is not too far from here. But I'm not sure if you ever heard of the Inland Empire, which is like San Bernardino County, Riverside County, that part of town. And I got to tell you that it's hell's waiting room, to put it for you more simple, Eric. we are getting, I think yesterday we were at about 110. Today, if it's not the same, it's a little bit higher. So, yes, we're definitely getting hit with some heavy heat. I don't really feel it, to be quite frank, because I'm always inside the office or with the AC, or in my car with the AC, or in my house with the AC. Horrible heat.
We're 100 out here today. My mom's down there in Mesquite, Nevada, and they're 120 today. That's just insane.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know how they do it. we were planning a trip last week to Vegas, and I was like, oh, no, man, we're going to skip. I was actually in Mesquite about 2 months ago, we went to some casino there in Mesquite. I forgot which one it is.
Casablanca?
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. That's the one it was. Yeah, my ex-wife, she's down in Salt Lake, I know she says she's thinking of moving to, it's another city there in Salt Lake. I forgot what it's called, but it's somewhere around the area. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know much about Utah, I'm definitely looking to get out of California pretty soon because things are just so dumb expensive here now.
It's we're right behind you, mainly because everybody came from California over here. That's why it's blown up out here, and it shot our prices up. I bought this house last year at the end of the year, well, about mid-year, and this house was probably worth, it would have been worth maybe $320 around 2020, and now I'm paying $560,000 for it. And it's already gone up to, I guess it's like worth $610,000, which is insane that, this
wow.
house, I mean, we jumped up, we doubled in our prices. And, people out here just don't make that kind of money. They ain't kind of, I know that California's been kind of used to prices like that, and even little houses, some of them are going for $1 million in certain areas, places like San Francisco and stuff. But, that kind of gradually worked its way up to that. Out here, it happened over just a couple of years. Like a year and a half, it just shot up. So it's pushing people who are from Utah just can't afford to live in Utah no more.
That's insane, man. You know what? Here in California, I mean, we're so used to, getting screwed per se with all these prices. I mean, you know, gas prices or whatever the case is. I mean, we have no choice, you know, but to accept those factors. But you're right. I mean, if you have Californians moving down that way, I mean, people are just going to hit you guys with the prices because they figured, hey, they can afford it. You know, and it's like...
We're closest to California, so we get mostly Californians, but it's not just California. It's really any blue state kind of is getting hit with, you know, a lot of restrictions and rules and high taxes, and so they're fleeing to red states where they're still a little bit more lenient. And I say we're a purple state, but they say that we're still a red state, but I swear this is a purple state by far.
Well, you know what, Eric? If this call was not being monitored and recorded, I would have some stuff to share with you politically wise. Yeah. But you know what? For the sake of my job, I'm going to just...
you're good.
You know, yeah. I'm sure you know...
politics.
Right. Let's just say I'm just not very happy with everything that's going on, man. You know, to say the least.
Yeah.
I think that we could have stirred the country in a much better direction.
Mm. There's just some greedy fingers in the pot somewhere.
There you go. That's the best way to put it without putting it any more explicit.
Well, and the way that we spend money is ridiculous. I got on that, I started looking into some of those government contract jobs. It's called, you get on the, what's called SAM.gov.
Okay.
And you've got just the government puts on 30,000 new contracts on there every day. And you just scroll through there, get set up with SAM.com, and you can bid on those jobs. And it's for anything from, you've seen that movie War Dogs, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's one hell of a movie.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where they got their contract. Now, they were gun runners, so theirs is a little bit more exciting than most of the contracts on there. But still the same deal. That's the same website that they would get their contracts from. Anybody can go on there and bid on those, and then you take over the responsibility of fulfilling that contract. So let's say there's, I watched some videos on YouTube about people that were doing it, and like, there's a lady in, Ohio. She was Chicago. The Ohio was the priest one. Now there's, so this lady's over there in, Chicago, and she bid on, the government was saying, hey, around this area of Chicago, I forgot what area she said, but, the government wants to lease an office for 5 years. And, what you do is you get on there, you find an office in that area, find out how much the people are wanting to lease it for, and then you rake up your price, and then you go and put that bid in, and once, if they accept your bid, so it was going to cost her, she put it in for $35,000, but she made a $24,000 profit. And so, it was like $500 a month or something. It wasn't much what they were asking, or like $900 or something. And so, they were just doing a year. Were they doing a year? I can't remember. I've watched so many of these different videos. But, she made a $24,000 profit. And then within a couple of months, they reached out to her directly and was like, hey, can you get us another one of those offices? We want another one. The government puts on everything that they need, right down to pencils or sheets or a building or weapons or, you know, HVAC service, anything like that. And, you know, the U.S. has their fingers in every country, so they've got stuff in all around the world. So some of these contracts are for something over in Thailand or whatever. Once you get set up with SAM.org, you can bid on it, and then what you do is you just play the middleman and find somebody in that area that can go and provide that service, and you bid high, and the government automatically puts the money in your account, you pay them, they do it, and then you collect the profit.
You know, I had no idea how that works, but now to hear that, it's quite a, you know, you think, you know, you watch a movie and you get a grasp, and now, you know, to hear you say all this stuff is a little insane.
Oh, yeah, just watch it's not just those, the movie, obviously, they make it a lot more exciting. But if you just watch, like, regular people online, you just go onto YouTube and put in how to apply for government contracts, and it'll just bring up tons of videos of people doing it.
Perfect.
So, everybody on there, there's nobody on there being like, oh, hey, I'm a, like me, I'm a plumber, so I go and do their plumbing jobs. No, everybody on YouTube is just a middleman. So they'll go out, what they do is they go out and be their assistant to go out and hire a plumber for them. And so you didn't even got to be in their state. So that priest one was out of California. The guy lived in Ohio, and there was somebody over in, there was an ad on there that wanted, they for a prison, they wanted a Catholic priest. Well, this guy, he's not Catholic or a priest or anything, but he puts in for the bid. And then he calls around down there in California, finds the Catholic Church, gets a hold of them. Then they send him to, like, the business side of the Catholic Church. And then they say, oh, well, call this guy. He's the one who does all the – he's the priest that does all the prisons. He gets a hold of them. And that guy's like, yeah, I just charge $25 an hour. So he puts in $35 an hour. So now he makes $10 an hour every time that guy works there for the next 5 years. Even, you know, I mean, that's a small one. That's not a lot of money. But there's jobs on there that are millions of dollars that people are putting in for and winning and then just connecting the dots and getting the company out there that can do whatever the service is.
That's insane, man. You have me here just listening out to you. Let me get this done here. I'm actually pretty intrigued. All right, tomorrow you're going to get the phone call from the IT side, our operations team. They're going to, you know, go over, you know, getting all the information to get you guys going. I did request for you guys to keep your Facebook page. I've been going through it. I like it. I think let's just get that one promoted and up to date. That's all it needs. It needs a little bit of TLC, man. That's all it is.
Okay.
You know, but we will definitely get a new website going for you. But the Facebook page, I actually like it. What time tomorrow would you have available, Eric, for like a 30 to 40 minute call?
I'd say around noon should be fine.
Noon, okay. Give me 1 second here. All right, bear with me 1 second. Alright, let's see here. Where are we at? Alright, let me make sure I got that tomorrow available for noon. Yes, I did.
Now, we don't have to worry about getting set up with doing our verification with Google or anything like that. They'll just
no, that's take what, care of that. That's what we do, brother. That's what you're paying us for, you know, and you know, fortunate for you guys, we are a Google partner, so that verification process is, you know, quite simple for us.
Now, what would you say, how far down the list do you think we're going to be in the beginning? Or do you think it will be?
Well, I mean, I think you guys are still going to be able to be found on that first page when the customers look, right? What we're going to do, and, you know, and we need you and Kyle to also be on top of this, is we're going to work on providing you guys also a link. You know, we want to make sure that you guys are getting reviews, right? Because the more reviews you get, I mean, you know how this works, Eric. The more reviews you get,
right,
the more appetizing and the higher you go on that list, right? So we need you guys to be on top of that, right? You know, and I like that you ask those questions, because sometimes you get clients who are just like, you know what, just get me on there, and it's like, man, we need your help on this, right? We, you know, we need you to care about the company, you know, so,
right.
You know, as long as you're doing your due diligence, we do ours, and, you know, you're going to be up there, man, you know, but the more reviews you're able to get from the clients, it's going to work a lot better, because it's even going to work on the portion side of the business side of this whole thing, where the higher the reviews, the likelier you guys are to jump in position, and that's what we're gonna also make sure that we're doing our due diligence on our end for that. Right, but I ask that you don't forget, man, when you do a job, you know, whether it's the word of mouth that you get or if it's a referral that comes from, you know, the platforms that we're putting you in, give that customer that link, man. Hey, and it's really quick, right? It's just, hey, you know what, do you mind giving us a review, right? And for the most part, if you make it easy, which we will make it really easy for the client, you know, they're not going to have to do the whole login and this and that. No, it's just hit the link and then boom, put the review and done, right? So the better that is, you know, the better you guys are going to look, man. So please, you know, make sure you get with Kyle on that as well, that you're both, you know, on top of that.
So I was told that the first 20 to 30 reviews are the big hurdle that we want to get over. That one's going to be the first real big benefit as far as kind of where we'll start to see some success. Do you agree with that?
I would say that it doesn't have to go into the 30s. And, you know, I would say that as long as the reviews continue to stay on that 4 to 5 star ratio, that's what matters, right? Because if you go on Google, for some businesses, they have 2 reviews, and it would also depends on their category, right? So let's you know, get that out of the way. So the category plays a big role. But yes, I would put it in that ratio, about 15 to 20 reviews, where you will definitely, you know, start seeing the jump in the progress. So sounds about right.
So what do you mean category?
Yeah. When I say category, it's like you can't compare an electrician and a plumber to an interior designer. Do you see what I'm saying? Because the interior designer is likely only need 4 to 5 stars because there's not too many people hiring interior designers. Do you see what I'm saying? Compare to plumbers and electricians, where you guys have a higher level of competition.
Okay.
All right, whenever you're ready for that card number, I'll go ahead and take that from you.
Now, do you want both cards right now? I do
want
to...
No. I just want one, and we'll touch bases with the other one when we come to that that mountain, we'll cross it.
Okay. So, this is 4680.
Okay, it's going to be a V7. Since it starts with the 4, I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead again. I'm sorry.
So 4680.
Okay.
0560.
Okay.
3201.
Okay.
1695.
Expiration?
4/28.
April. Oh, that's my birthday.
Oh, is it?
April 28th, yeah. I was like, why does that look familiar? Okay. What's the security code on back of the card?
235.
235. Okay. And then I got to secure the account with a question. Anytime you call us, we're going to have to verify this question. It's going to be your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Let's do the maiden name, which is Beck, B-E-C-K.
B-E what now?
B-E-C-K.
B-E-C-K, okay. Make sure you share that with Kyle, you know, in case he ever calls
okay.
in. Yeah, because if he doesn't know that and we don't help him, he's probably going to be pretty pissed off.
Well, they'll ask him the question, right?
Yeah, they will. Mother's maid. Okay, well, there you go. If he knows that, I'm assuming. Okay.
Yeah, we're brothers, so.
I had no idea. Okay, that's why I thought you guys, this whole time, I thought you guys were friends. I mean, the way he talks about you, it made it seem like you guys were buddies.
Yeah, no, brother.
All right. one second here, bud. So if you do move out of Utah, man, what's the next state you're thinking of?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I don't know where I'd go if I moved out. Maybe Idaho.
Okay, okay. I've heard of people going there to Boise and, you know, those areas in Idaho, so I wouldn't know either. I mean, right now, for me, you know, it's to consider Arizona or Texas, man, you know, just based on, you know.
Texas is a little appealing just because it's so much cheaper, but I guess depending on where you live there. But,
right.
I mean, you're just talking about more heat. getting hotter in that direction.
All right. Okay.
I'd have to talk my wife into somewhere in the more of a rural area. She's more of a city girl, and I like the country.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, makes sense. All right. Bear with me here. I'm just looking at some notes. I want to make sure I have everything correct here.
Now, what do your guys' ads look like? Do we kind of play any part in that? Like, if we wanted to do some kind of coupon or something, we could add that into it?
Do me a favor and write that question down, Eric, so you don't forget. When the IT department calls you tomorrow, make sure you ask them that, because that's a good question for them. And I wish I could answer you that directly, but I don't want to give you any information that or mislead you. So make sure you write that down. That's actually pretty good. All right, here. Let's see. Yeah, pick their brain.
And then where would we?
Go ahead.
Where would we see our ads? Do you know that? Am I going to see these ads popping up anywhere? Like, we did Google ads for a while, and I've never once seen an ad. And the only thing I ever got from that was people calling that spoke only Spanish and they were looking for a job. So I don't know where these ads were playing. Well, because I never seen any ads anywhere. I know that we kept having more and more money taken out every couple of weeks and nothing was coming up. And so we finally shut it off.
Now, the ads that we run are through Facebook, right? They're the Facebook ads and we run those for you. But if you want to get an idea, I mean, they will definitely show you what, you know, what it would look like. So that's another thing to write down for the IT guy that calls you tomorrow. And they're really helpful. So they don't mind, you know, sharing all this information with you, man.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I found what I was looking for. I just wanted to make sure I had this correct here. All right, here we go. I just got to read this. It's a verification. I'm sure you understand. It's for our quality control team. Make sure that we're have everything correct here. So I just need your attention for about 2 minutes here. All right, Eric, before I process this payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we will send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's any questions you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me, ask me to review it for you, and I'll be more than happy to go over it with you. I just want to make sure we have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Let's go here. All right. Here we go. All right. Pulled it up here. To ensure the accuracy of this order, please state the name of your business.
We the People Plumbing.
Thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
I am the owner and Eric Malmstrom.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
Yes.
Are you an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in this campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you might get calls from third party that are not local Splash. This is why we provided that security question, which you would be the only one that knows, and of course, Kyle. So make sure that you guys, when it starts calling, we're going to ask you to verify that. Okay. Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails that come from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Calls will come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. You already have that one. I text you from it. It's the one you call me back on, by the way. We ask that you save this number under local Splash in your contacts. Excuse me?
I've got a 432 number. So,
That's
352-659.
Yeah, that's also a good number. I'll text you from this number so you can also save it, which is directly, it's our customer service line as well.
Perfect.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, what was that?
Basically, if you start doing marketing outside of what we're doing for you, to keep us in the loop with it.
So there is, we have been working with a marketer. I don't think he's really doing anything at this point. He was the one who set up our website for us. He was doing everything free. He had set up our Google ads and everything. And so we haven't really done anything as far as that goes. I haven't even paid him anything. He hasn't asked for any money other than the Google ad spend.
No worries
now,
about it. I know Kyle's mentioned that. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
There's some more marketing that I do want to do. It's digital marketing where she's going to do some commercials and some other digital ads for us, which I don't think has anything to do with this.
I don't think it has anything to do with us because this is SEO. If you just want to cross your T's and dot your I's, that's another thing you might want to write down and run over by the IT guy. But I'm quite confident it has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Good point again. Your payment for the initial term setup will be charged today, which is July 10th, and the non-refundable amount of $249. We went ahead and waived the $99 setup fee as a courtesy. The secondary payment will automatically renew August 10th for $249. Keep in mind, Eric, that this is not a contract. You guys do have the right to discontinue this agreement at any time if you guys are not satisfied, and you simply do that by calling the 877-635-6225 number and speaking to a representative. All that we ask is that you call us 3 days prior to the renewal date. So if for any reason you guys wanted to stop the service, which I don't think you will, but if you did, then you guys definitely have that right. We ask that you call us on the 7th. Of the month, 3 days prior to the 10th.
Okay. Perfect.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the terms of renewal and the terms of cancellation?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect, brother. So let me make sure we got everything right here. Oh, see, this is what happened. I was like, what's going on? I jumped out of the screen, and for protection, for safety reasons, it deleted your card number, brother. I'm going to need that one more time. Sorry about that. Yeah, I went back to see if I had the your email correct and the page for Facebook correct, and then when I came back and now I hit process payment, it's telling me no payment information available, and I realized, oh, if I leave this page, what it does for safety reasons, it deletes all the information on the payment portion of this.
No, you're good. Are you ready?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So it's 4680.
Okay.
0560.
Okay.
3201.
Okay.
1695.
Okay. Expiration again? Oh, I get it. 428. I remember that.
And then 235.
235. All right. All right, bud. Stand by while I verify this. Give me 1 second here. All right, payment was successfully processed and confirmed. Let me go in here, and you will be getting let's see, make sure I have everything correct. Okay. Perfect. You're going to be getting emails and text messages pretty soon, bud. There's one text message that's pretty important, and that's going to be the text message that says, it's an email. It says, this is your invoice, welcome to Local Splash. On that message, Eric, it's once you open it, it's going to say terms of experience or terms and conditions. You need to get, there's two boxes on the way bottom of that that you have to click in order for you to have access to your dashboard. The first box is going to say that you agree to for us to send you text messages when we need to. And then the second box says that you agree to the terms and conditions. Terms and conditions is what me and you went over, right? Keep in mind that this call is being monitored and recorded. So it's basically saying this is not a contract. You guys are on a flat fixed rate of $249. It tells you the services that it include. And then right when you click on both of those little boxes, on the bottom of that, it's going to ask you to type in your name. So make sure you type in your name and then just hit send signature, I believe that's what it says. Once you do that, it will allow you access to the dashboard, which is the tracking system that you're going to have access to. And what it does is that tomorrow when you get calls from the IT department, that's one of the questions they're going to ask you is, hey, Eric, did you get the they call them the TNCs, the terms and conditions signed. So you don't have to do it now, Eric. Just try to get it done before noon tomorrow. You know, it's
okay. So I'm actually trying to get into it right now. It's asking for a username and password, but I have not set that.
No, that's going to be provided tomorrow for you.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to the wrong spot. So tell me where I'm supposed to go again. Do I go to where it says click here?
Yeah, there you go. Click here, and then it's going to take you. You want to go all the way down to the bottom. You're going to see two little boxes way at the bottom of that email.
Agree to receive.
Yeah, agree. There you go. There you go. Now you know what I'm talking about.
This brings me back to that username and password.
All right, hold on. Let me double check if it's done. Normally it does that when it's completed, so give me a second. Yep, it's all set, brother. That's why it tells you that, because you're all set. We received it. You're ready to go. So tomorrow they're going to provide that for you. Just do me a favor. Make sure exactly at noon you put a reminder. I don't want you to miss that phone call. You know, because if you do, then they're going to schedule it out again, and that's the only thing that will stop the ball from continuing to roll.
Okay.
So tell Kyle I said hi, and, you know, welcome to the family, man. We're looking to be with you guys on a long-term basis. You know, me and Kyle were on the phone that day. I mean, like I said, we both love to talk. We were sitting there talking about things completely outside of SEO services.
Yeah.
You know. But you're all set, man. Everything's looking good. You know, just like I said, just be on standby. Normally they call you exactly at noon and not, you know, maybe 5 minutes after, but you will, you know, get that call at that time because everything's all set.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Like I said, man, thank you guys. Welcome to Local Splash. I think you guys are going to definitely be, you know, happy with the services that the company is able to provide for you guys, you know, and like I said in the beginning, man, looking to do business with you guys on a long-term basis, man.
Sounds good to me. We're excited to get some job rolling in and watch this company grow.
There you go. That's the purpose of it, man. All right, Eric, you have a good one, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon.
Perfect. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye now.